Welcome to the belly of the beast. Welcome to America. Welcome to the land of deceit and the home of the enslaved, where the wicked are saved and the innocent are sent to the grave. A place where the police are corrupt and the streets aren't paved, and you'll be lucky to even see the end of the day. A place where little girls and boys are assimilated into a system that exists to usher in premature failure. And it's all so familiar. This is a story about a girl, an American girl, who was swallowed up and destroyed by the cesspit known as the American ghetto. Listen. She was the lost one, exhausted, but she was flossing and tossing, if you can afford what a cost is. She didn't need friends or family, cause she cut all her losses. Drowning in a sea of ecstasy, back makeup and lip glosses, as she would proceed to be deceived by her own mind going insane. She had her pedal to the metal while she smashed through the fast lane. In elementary, she told me she wanted to be an author. Now she's on the road to oblivion with no sense of caution. Advice for her life is meant with only God could judge me's and fast ghetto talking. She's barking, I tell her this lifestyle finna lead her to a coffin. And she stay doped up, that's why she's sniffling and coughing. And this ain't SeaWorld, but they swimming through a water tank like a dolphin. But deep down, she know that they sharks though. And deep down, she know that her heart's broken. She has no kin, only friends are her ends and her deep throat. She throwing eggs at the side of her old church, screaming, I don't need hope. That same throat that used to sing in the church choir. She say she want heaven now, cause when she dies, she anticipating fire. And she keeps smoking fire, blunts dipped in lean codeine, embalming fluid and some stuff for cleaning tires. And she never sleep, but she never getting tired, cause the nightmares got her up scared like a vampire. She said, I could take care of myself, but she not convincing. Body sore, so she closed the motel door and take bubble baths with Epsom salt and ginseng. I asked how she do it, she said, I'm not living, I'm existing. And I'm too far down this road for redemption. Compton, Long Beach, even at the interchange, always down the cellar, so we'll do something strange for a bit of change. How can I blame her? She been on this track since she was 15. She said sex and money was her only two instincts. Had two kids, but she sent them out to live with some relatives. Grandma would be ashamed, but the drugs and the pain got her memories irrelevant. I remember when we was 12 and we didn't want to go to hell, so we vowed to Jesus to be celibate. Praying for everybody growing up on cup of noodles, Kool-Aid, and cheap cheese from the government. But then mom's boyfriend came with a fifth of gin and put her face where the covers is. He would say, Uncle Ray finna show you where good loving is. And mom's was so high, she would just cry and let him rape her till he had enough of it. In elementary, she was kissing and touching it. In middle school, she was ditching and sucking it. By high school, she was such a fool, she would screw whole crews of pyros and a couple pimps. Out every night, steady trying to get her cash right. Hopping out police cars so the sheriffs never asked twice. And as she laid in his car, he ignored all the scars as she hopped out and wiped them out on the Laundry Boulevard. She stay on cloud 10 so that girl never thinks taking bird baths in front of budget NSYNCs. But at least her pimp bought her a coat and a piece of mink, because last time she almost killed herself. Last time she mixed PCP with a drink, he said, hang in there, daddy gon' lead you to riches. And I better not hear my name when they ask why you got stitches. But now Mr. Pimp got a burn with a limp and he trippin'. He said he gon' get a test cause he itchin'. He grabbed her by the throat and said, listen, if you gave me an STD, then your blood'll be drippin'. So we hit the clinic and got the results of the test back. He got AIDS, so he flexed his tech and shot the flesh on her breast back. She laid there oozing, screaming, God, let me get breath back. She asked God why and couldn't even get text back. She felt weak as she heard the squeak of sirens. The police said she bled on the concrete. Her final resting place was somewhere near the corner of 82nd and Vermont Street. And for some reason, she the one I miss when I reminisce on that playground. And I shed tears when I get near the spot she got laid down. And it tore me up inside to sit back and watch this. And I vow to protect my little sisters and do what I can to stop this. She lived in hell every moment of life. And God, if you're real and you can hear me, let this girl rest in paradise. Save our little girls, America.